Hi there.
Sister.
How are you?
I'm fine, you?
I'm good. Here, can I give you a gospel card? You must have saw the gospel signs.
Yeah,
on
I'm just see the sign you put in your car.
Uh-huh.
Makes me feel like feel Jesus. I got Jesus in my life because you're doing the good job.
Right. We travel around. That's our house.
Yeah.
And we travel around. We preach the gospel, which is on that card.
Yeah.
And then on the back
that's
is a bunch of.
That's why I do everywhere. Every third Sunday and the month, I'm going on the road to preaching the God. Jesus coming soon. Repent. Give Jesus your life. Yeah.
Right. So you have to have faith in Jesus Christ, who was fully God, fully man, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you believe that.
What religion you got? Baptist church?
No, uh-uh. See, let me get to that. Let's go through the gospel, and I want to share something with you about that. So Christ, who was fully man, fully God, came to the earth and died for the remission of sins, right? And he rose again on the third day. And we have faith in that. And if we do, we'll repent. I heard you say the word repent. Repentance is a turning of your mind from your ways to his, right?
I already have him in my life.
Well, I know, but shouldn't we see if we have the right gospel, though? Because I'm going to get to that point. Mm-hmm. All the false gospels that Jesus said be false teachers out there, teaching false gospels. So that's very important that we go over the foundation and make sure a person has the biblical gospel, because you can't find eternal life
mm-hmm.
in a false one, right?
That's right.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So if we repent and turn from our ways to his ways, we leave all our sins behind. And if we have a willing heart for the Lord, what will happen? We'll be born again, born from above, the Holy Spirit within us, right? Okay, so we got that. Are you a born-again child of God?
Yeah, everybody in my house got God in their
eyes. Okay, so if you're a born-again child of God, you want to walk in holiness and obedience to the scriptures,
okay.
Obeying whatever it says. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commands, right?
That's
and then we have to keep doing that until the end.
Okay.
Because we don't want to turn away and lose our hope of salvation,
yes.
Right?
Right.
And so now let's go to the Baptists. We don't belong to any organization, and it's not just the Baptists either.
Mm-hmm.
Methodist, Lutheran, Roman Catholic, Pentecostal, Anabaptist, they're all created of man. And if you look on the back of that gospel card I gave you, there's a whole bunch of lies that they're teaching.
Yeah, that's me. I'm Baptist Church. I just believe in God. I believe in Jesus. And I got Jesus in my life, and I baptized in the water, yes.
Baptism?
I did.
That's an act of obedience,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't save you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't believe that it saves you, right?
Yeah, God saved me, saved my life.
No. Baptism, water doesn't save
yes.
you. It's just an act of obedience.
Yeah.
And so there are many other things that we're to obey, but the Baptists
mm-hmm.
aren't keeping a biblical gospel, and they're not teaching people how to come out of the world, how to be separate in Satan's kingdom. You realize this is Satan's kingdom we're living in? You see all the sports, the politics, the entertainment, the music, everything that's going on is a distraction of Satan. Not the trees and the earth. That's what God created, and that's good, like in the garden, right? Yeah, you're smiling like
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we're born into Satan's kingdom, we just talked about the gospel, how we need to be born into God's kingdom, right?
Yes, right.
And then what are we? We're part of the one true ecclesia, the body of Christ, called out separate holy ones. We don't look like, act like, participate in what the world does. We come out and then we share that precious truth with other people, right?
Right. Yes.
All right. So we have a good foundation. I see you're wearing a dress.
Yes.
Okay. So they must, do they teach you that there?
Yeah.
Okay, and is that like a real head covering,
cover your hair when you're going to the church? You need to see if you're reading the Bible, if you got the service, you know,
if you're out in public,
you're supposed to cover the collection.
Yes, it's part
11,
of our
11 talking about the thing about the skirt, talking about the thing.
Oh, the same
cover
thing.
Cover your hair.
Yes. Yeah, 1 Corinthians 11, 1 Timothy 2.
Mm-hmm.
So those are in the scriptures that most people rebel against. And it even goes deeper than that. Not adornment
short,
and things.
I got
but
short for repent and repent. Jesus coming soon.
Well, he'll come at the end,
mm-hmm.
after the tribulation and the last trump
mm-hmm.
is when he will be coming. But we are to be looking to that and preparing ourselves if he doesn't if he doesn't come before we die, before the last trump, we're going to be meeting him, so we have to be prepared before then anyway. Right, so check out that gospel card and check out our website. I would love to talk to you. Mm-hmm. And are you married?
Yeah, I'm married, yes.
Okay, is your husband a believer?
Me and my husband, my children.
Oh, okay, well, my husband would love to hear from you. Our email is on there. Mm-hmm. And if you go on there, don'tperish.com, you can see that's our website. I think it's right up on, this is our email back here. Mm-hmm. And on this side, don'tperish.com is our website.
Okay.
We have thousands of teachings and videos, articles, audios. We travel around. I encourage sisters all over the world. My husband encourages brothers all over the world. There's only few. Okay. They're scattered. And I'm just, let me give you some help here. You're not going to find it in the Baptist faith. They're not teaching you or anybody else the full biblical gospel. They're not calling people out of the world. We haven't found one yet. Most of the people there are like practicing things like Christmas and Easter, pagan holidays. Do they do
did
that
you,
there?
Did you celebrate Christmas Day?
No, we don't.
Me too.
No, it's a pagan holiday.
No,
so you don't celebrate that either.
No. I'm not celebrate Halloween, Christmas and Valentine's
Easter,
Day.
None of the holidays, they're not of God. Right. No. You know what? We'd love to hear from you and your husband.
Mother's Day, no.
Mother's Day, they're all pagan. I like to hear that. That's that's awesome.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you have more truth. We'd love to encourage you to go further, and we would love to unite in the faith.
Yeah.
So take that card, give that to your husband, and we'd love to hear from you.
All right.
That was nice talking to you.
Okay.
I'm Sister Amon.
I'm Sister Eliana.
Well, it was nice meeting you.
Nice
thank
to
you.
Meet you. All right.
Thank you for stopping.
Have a good day.
You got a phone in there?
If you email us, we'll give you the phone number.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, I got you.
Have your husband email me. I'd love to talk to him.
Okay, then.
That would be great.
Right.
Thank you. Have a good day. It was nice talking to you.
I love you, guys. God bless you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
You too.